Are you sure ordinary people can dissolve their ego through the practice of presence when that's not how you did it? I worry that I'm trying to break down the boulder of my ego with a pocket knife when what I really need is a stick of dynamite. Sometimes it happens with a pocket knife, but this isn't a pocket knife. This here is a sword. Now, it may well be that even the sword is not enough, and it may be that you need a stick of dynamite in the form of some disaster. And if you need it, you'll get it. If you truly need it, life will provide. Life provides what you need, and then you will see the grace that is hidden there when it comes. And another part of the question implied, is it something we can do, or is it something that just happens to us? The doing and the happening are really one. When you think you're doing, it's also happening to you. But it's good to feel that you're doing it. That's meant to be part of the happening. The mind can't figure that out. Because the mind says it's either this or that. The mind likes to separate. That's how the mind works. It cuts it into two. It's this or that, how can it be both? But it is. Something else that this touches on? A sudden liberation from being possessed by the mind, or a gradual becoming free through perhaps some applied spiritual practice. What is true that ultimately spiritual practice or technique, let us say as such, I don't know of anybody who has become liberated by a technique. But they may have become liberated when they dropped the technique. The technique may have had its place as a ladder that they then dropped, or as a raft. Buddha uses the analogy of a raft crossing the river. You use it to cross the river. When you've reached the other side, you do not continue to carry it around with you, the raft. It remains. My raft. Not all teachers, not to all of them did it come all at once. Many, yes. For example, many of you know the teachings of Nisargadatta, who wrote one of the greatest spiritual books. Well, he didn't write it, he spoke it. I am that. And he had a stall in Bombay selling handmade cigarettes. One would have thought, this is not very good karma, you're making other people ill. And he smoked quite heavily, apparently. And he just visited a guru, a teacher, who said, well, just remember that you are consciousness. Just be aware of the I am. In whatever you do, feel yourself as consciousness. Oh, okay. And then he went off back to his daily business, and he applied, Can we call that a technique? It's too simple to be called a technique. All he remembered is, I'm consciousness. And he's attempted to feel the deeper I that underlies all experiences, awareness itself. And a few years later, it had emerged fully. It didn't come all at once, but it didn't take very long. And then suddenly he started speaking wisdom. A cigarette seller, almost illiterate, suddenly people would come and ask him questions, and intensely alive and wise answers came out of his mouth.